what is the goal here? I mean, when you have these phases in this operation, what is the end here?
The meaning is their nuclear capabilities. We are talking about the missile capabilities. You know, those two elements. The first one we hit back in June, the nuclear project. Now,
did you obliterate it?
Well, President Trump said we obliterated it, therefore we did. So this
wait,
is.
Wait. Did you obliterate it?
It is damaged severely.
President Trump demanding unconditional surrender from the Iranians, but it is far from certain those who have been fighting for a new regime, those courageous protesters who were slaughtered by Iranian forces, can now overcome those who supported the regime. In January 2020, days after President Trump directed a drone strike that killed Iran's military leader, General Soleimani, we were reporting from the streets of Tehran, where women are required to wear headscarves.
The crowds are massive and emotional. There are many tears here, many signs with Soleimani's picture on them, but the message is also very clear. These people want revenge.
As we made our way through the streets of Tehran, people surrounding us chanting death to America.
We will have very hard revenge of Mr. Trump.
Days later, Iran striking Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq, injuring dozens of U.S. military.